This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. Call in and talk about what you want. But Angie, during the top of the hour there, you were just kind of wondering to yourself what, in general, men thought about breast augmentation. Is that about right?
I'd like to know what the general consensus is.
So I pulled up.
Leave those boobies alone.
I pulled up an article here, and first I would like to say this is basically from a plastic surgeon organization, so they're probably going to be a little more pro, but I think it's worth having some pro and some cons. I'll give you my opinion before it's all over here, but there's just some people it's ideal for. This procedure is ideal for those who seek the following benefits. A better proportioned or more appealing figure. If pregnancy or weight loss or aging has affected the size, shape, and firmness of your breasts, perhaps to have symmetry restored. In some cases, it's probably created if in case one breast is smaller or larger than the other, I guess.
I thought that was just common in all breasts.
I think they all are. Mm-hmm. In so much as there's some lack of symmetry.
Okay.
But balls are the same way. One always hangs lower.
I don't know if that's symmetry, though. If you're in good health.
Asymmetry. That's the opposite of symmetry.
I see. If you're in good health and have a positive attitude and realistic expectations, you're most likely to be a good candidate for this procedure. So first, I wouldn't want to shame anybody who decides to get a particular operation, whatever. If somebody, women presumably, want this badly enough, then they should get it, my first thought. Is anything that's going to make you feel better about yourself, then by God, you should do that. And that's cool as far as I'm concerned. I would say that if somebody was asking me my personal opinion on a breast augmentation, and specifically, I'm looking at you right now, and you're in a tank top. I know. I have some general idea what's going on. I'm going to say, everything looks fine. You look great. I mean, you know, I hate to use the for your age caveat. It sucks. You look great for your age, but you really do look great for your age. Yeah, beyond that, you look better than a lot of women are significantly younger. So I would say that to me, breast augmentation in your case would be a waste of money. But
gilding the lily.
It's not. Yeah, gilding the lily is perfect.
But what you don't see whenever you're not in clothes is the thing that, you know, I would be looking at, or like a spouse or a partner would be looking
at.
Sure. And those are the parts that you're like, maybe that could use a little love.
Yep. You've had three kids, and life is life is, right? So then that's a different operation. That's a lift, and they certainly have those too. But if you're lifting, why not add something?
Yeah, well, when you lose weight or you work out, the first thing that happens is you lose your boobs. And, I have chest muscle, and that's why I look like I have cleavage. Really, there's none there.
It's true that most of the breast is subcutaneous fat and not breast material, which is, you know, these are different things. And, again, I would say if somebody feels like they should have it, then they should do it. No operation is without risk. And there is, you know, you're going under the knife, and that means they're going to give you general anesthetic, and there's a risk to that. If that's worth it to you, then to have the enhanced breast, then I think you should do it. The thing I would say is that it is completely unfair if guys like me say, you're not going to get added attention. You will, right?
I mean, of course you will.
People are going to look more.
Yep.
Because bigger is more interesting, whether or not.
Well, they don't have to be obnoxious.
But again, from the other side, boob-driven, I think, is probably less interesting most of the time. I mean, do you respond more when somebody's attracted to your boobs or when they're attracted to your brain?
Oh, well, the first thing that people notice about me isn't my brain. So, I mean, it just depends on if they actually talk to me.
Ladies have that that problem. And you know, I wish there was something for guys that didn't have the ladies weren't attracted to their brain. I'd get it right off. So let's talk about some of the downsides of breast augmentation. I think we can all figure out what the upsides are, right? So it's either medical, you've had cancer and you need some kind of reconstruction, you've got some kind of asymmetry going on, you need a little more symmetry, or you just don't like the way it makes you feel and look. And I don't want to diminish that third option at all. If it makes you look good in your mind and feel good in your mind, you should do it. I wear all kinds of outrageous clothes when I go to conventions and these sorts of things, and I don't do it because I do it for attention. Let's be 100% clear. I do it so that I get more attention. And in many cases, I justify that attention because, hey, I sell radios and, you know, I'm on the radio and, you know, do these sorts of things. And, okay, so attention's useful for me, but I just like the attention. And there's nothing wrong with that. First off, there are different types of breast augmentation. There are implants that are placed either in a pocket, either underneath the pectoral muscle, located between the breast tissue and the chest wall. Placement of the implant underneath the pectoral muscle may interfere less with mammograms and breastfeeding. And then it's underneath the breast tissue and on top of the pectoral muscle. So it could go either way. And I would think that the pectoral muscle, like, I wouldn't imagine putting anything underneath the pectoral muscle. That seems like a bad idea. But, you know, I bet the porn stars are putting it under just under the breast material one and not under the pectoral muscle. Just a guess. Then there are different types of implants, saline-filled breast implants. This is just salt water. And silicone-filled breast implants. And these have had some issues from a health standpoint in the past, but the silicone's supposed to be more realistic than the saline ones.
Okay, as far as feeling or touch.
Yeah, and the look, response, that kind of thing.
They're not.
No, once I feel them, I mean, you can tell the difference. Cause
from that in a real breast?
There's a ball in there.
Yeah. I have never put my hands on an enhanced breast in my life. So I don't know.
You've never felt a boob?
I've felt boobs, but never ones that have been operated on that I know of.
Oh, okay.
I've been married for 15 years, pal.
Oh, see, yeah, that's true.
How old are you?
48.
Yeah,
48.
See, I've...
And you've only been married 15 years, and you've never felt breast implants.
That's correct.
You didn't go to strip clubs or anything?
I have been to a few strip clubs, but I didn't think you were allowed to touch the gals.
Well, if you pay for, like, the back room, then...
I didn't think that anybody did that. I thought that was some kind of hustle. No, I haven't done that.
It is some kind of hustle,
but... That's one way to put it.
But that's the point.
So is there a call?
Oh, let's see.
Let's get people's opinion on this.
Yeah, we got, go straight to the call. I know that Gene's audio is going to be good. And we'll just join the room here on Discord. So, Gene, can you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
I do. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the climate change, the climate cult liars.
First, I want to get your opinion on breast implants.
Yeah. Are you for them or against them?
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, whatever the gal wants. There's a YouTuber in China who has had huge implants implanted. Her idol was Dolly Parton, and she walks around in a little, you know, little short hot pants and a little top and everything because she gets attention.
Yeah.
And if she wants to do that, that's fine. I mean, I think she's a very good looking lady.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
As a man, which do you prefer in a woman? If you were looking at a woman, would you say, you know, I want to be with her because she has them, or I don't want to be with her because she has them?
No, I like the tiny titties.
Well, there we go.
Okay, so back to the climate liars. And, you know, I've been a skeptic of this climate change nonsense ever since the 70s when they were telling us it was global cooling coming.
And I am not, I haven't bought this hook, line, and sinker, Gene, if you'll hold the line for me. But I do tend to be a bit of a believer in the climate change thing. So
horse hockey.
I'm interested in what Gene has to say, and we'll be back here in just a second. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want. Angie wants to know what you think about breast augmentation surgery. Are you for it? Are you against it? What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Angie.
You can call Angie. In and talk about what's... Angie! All right. And I'll tell you about AnyPay. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. This is basically it. You have to set up a wallet, and after you've set up the wallet, they even show you in the video how to do that, then they will walk you through every step of the way, and it takes quite literally minutes. Very easy. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. They have a map of different businesses that accept them, so once you're accepting cryptocurrency, you'll get put on their map with for no extra charge. It's there's an iOS app that's available, helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it fast, they make it easy, and it's totally, totally worth doing. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go back to Gene calling in on the Discord lines. Dean, you were talking about climate change and stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about the climate cultists. I call them cultists because they act like cultists. They believe things just because it's written down somewhere. Now, what I saw yesterday was this big news story linked on Drudge that said California is going through some fantastic heat wave that they haven't seen since for 35 years, blah, 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 hotter than Las Vegas, trying to make this look like an apocalypse. Well, as a pilot,
the fact that it was that hot 35 years ago kind of shows that it wasn't an issue.
How would the loss of California be an apocalypse? That could be.
Yeah,
I mean, anyway, don't threaten me with a good time.
So as a pilot, I have apps on my phone that I use for weather. And so I zoomed in on San Francisco to see exactly what my app is telling me that the weather is in San Francisco. And they were trying to say it was 100, 101, all this stuff. I showed 93 for the hot. And then I went to another app, and I pulled up the reporting station at San Francisco International Airport. It was reporting 77. Now, it was getting closer to the end of the evening, but it still was daytime. So it was reporting 77. And then they were saying, well, it's going to stay hot until Thursday. So I looked at the forecast that I have, my aviation weather forecast for San Francisco, and they were predicting 85 today, which I don't know what it was because I didn't go back and check.
Does sound warm, though.
And they were predicting 66 for tomorrow. Well, it's San Francisco, right? So this is just one example, and I find hundreds of them. I mean, I find examples all the time where the climate cultists don't just report the news. They actually lie about it. They extend whatever temperature they have. They're going to add 5 or 6 degrees to it to make it sound worse than it is. You got a warm day in San Francisco. We're going to add 7 degrees to it to make it sound even warmer.
Programmers call that torturing the data until they speak.
So, Gene, I understand that, and I think that the biggest danger to the environmental movement is the environmentalists. I think they're often full of crap, and their predictions are all full of holes, and every time they do this stuff, I get it. However, it seems like there is some data of some areas warming up. How about the Northwest Passage, which has been impassable for centuries? Now boats are going through there.
Well, let's look at this on a longer timeline, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we just came out of an ice age, 20,000 years ago? Was that the most recent one?
Yeah, there is, probably in the last 20,000 years.
Where we are right now was under a mile thick sheet of ice.
Well, so modern humans developed in the world that exists as it is today. I wouldn't want to go back too many thousands of years.
Well, not really. The mitochondrial Eve is 70,000 years back.
Sure.
And she may move up more as her IQ lineages die. She was smart enough to survive in conditions way worse than you've ever seen.
So can a muskrat. You know, I mean, I...
But she didn't do it in a muskrat body.
No. I don't
know. And we should only be talking about...
Well, she wasn't getting any muskrat love. That's not how evolution works.
Go ahead, Gene.
But we should be only talking about weather for the last 500 years. I mean, really, if we want to talk about what supposedly is being caused by man, you know, we really shouldn't go back farther than the industrial...
We should talk about it to admit our ignorance, because, you know, you can have a theory that says if you lock up a sample of gas in a hunk of ice for a million years, this is what you can learn about the composition. What you can't do is test your theory without waiting a million years for results. So I have no faith in anything they drill out of an ice core to tell me the average temperature of the world 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 years ago. That's just crazy talk from my point of view, unless you've been studying for millions of years and looking at what happens over time.
And neither do I trust those. But you can. There's something that I use to explain to people that the oceans aren't rising, and that is the city of Venice in Italy. And they have a flooding occurrence there. I think they call it Aquavita or something like that. They got a name for it in Italian. And what happens is every so often, Venice floods, and the water comes up through the square in the center of Venice there, and they actually have a history that goes back 500 years that shows you all these different floods they've had over 500 years. And they're not any worse this century than they were 500 years ago. In fact, some floods that they have recorded there are a lot worse 250 years ago. So the oceans are not rising. It's absurd to think that the oceans are rising because we have Venice to prove they're not.
There's a lot of technology used to keep oceans at bay in certain parts of the world, and because the canals of Venice are considered, cultural treasures and tourist destinations, it may well be that they've expended extraordinary effort on it. Although I agree with you on global warming, I have read of villages that have been found off the coast of England under 500 feet of water.
Yeah, these are
The sea has been rising for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's the Dogland, I think, was what it was called.
And again, since the last ice age.
Yeah, well, if the seas are rising, they're kind of missing Venice, because Venice, all of that water...
Well, it's not happening in a very short time frame.
Yeah, what he's talking about is off the coast of England. Villages from many thousands of years ago.
Yes.
And I'm talking about less than 500 years ago, and indeed, Venice hasn't really sunk at all.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Your thoughts on global warming, breast augmentation, we're here for you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of court for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
Back in March, the administration turned over 17,000 documents on the 2020 census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. 450 free, as in freedom. I want to tell you about Cryptocurrency Wire. If you're trying to reach the crypto market and perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology, either way, you need a communications company that specializes in that particular field. Leveraging 35-plus different brands and part of the Investor Brand Network and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach, and that's what you need. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic? How about international? They can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. If your company is important and relevant as a newsmaker, well, that's great, but you still need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've used them here on Free Talk Live, and we've had some success with it. I think it was great. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. They helped us get our Ugandan story where we raised money for the orphanage, and it hit several news places. One of them was Bitcoin.com, one was Talkers Magazine, and I can't name all the rest of them to you, but it was nice to have that extra coverage. And they did that. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. I have to push that a little harder, Rich. It's got to go click.
Oh, I hate that button.
Yeah. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Your Ugandan story, what's that? Kamala, the Ugandan headhunter running for president?
No, he was. This was the story about where we built the orphanage in Kagoma, Jinja Uganda.
Are they headhunters?
Not that I know of.
You got to check on that.
Okay. What's on your mind, David?
Well, what else? Movies. We're doing the movies here, Alan.
Angie's got a question for you, yeah.
Yeah, do you prefer natural, or would you prefer not natural?
Well, both. My ex had my stripper baby mama ex ran off with the other dude and took my kids with, and I haven't seen him for over a decade. She had implants, and they as she says when she's asked, are those real? She says, yeah, real nice.
Did you pay for the implants?
No, she paid for them out of her stripper money before she met me. She probably wouldn't have got them if she hadn't already got them before she met me. I prefer, if you're anywhere as close to being what you're happy with, then I think you're better off without them. I like the way they feel better without them. She had the water under the muscle.
Okay.
As opposed to, you couldn't get saline when she got, silicone when she got them. You had to get saline, and she put them under the muscle, and feel-wise, you know, because it's, your natural breast is still over the muscle, and so you feel that, and then there's the muscle wall, and then there's the implant that's under the muscle, so it's kind of an odd feeling, and you have a line there too. You can see a little bit especially when you flex your pec muscles a little bit doing this or that. You can see the line, but that doesn't really matter. They look great. But like I said, if you're anywhere as close to happy with what you got, I wouldn't get them based on how they feel. But if you're completely unhappy with how you look, then I would get them if you want them. And just keep in mind that about every 10 years, you got to spend that. I suppose prices have come down now. I suppose you can get a tune-up for, you know, $4,000 or less. But every 10 years, you got to go in basically and get a new set.
I've heard that same thing too, David. Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I have friends who have these augmentations, or their wives have these augmentations, and I hear that about every 10 years is about the time, and sometimes you're dealing with rupturing and all that stuff. You're not dealing with that with the natural ones.
Right.
But
this is all good feedback.
As they say, you know, are those real? Or are they real nice? You know, and I can't say that there's I certainly would not say that you're not going to get added attention, that people aren't going to pay attention, that they're not going to be interested. You know, that's just how that is.
It would definitely help with the laying out nude thing.
Indeed, it would.
Yep.
I don't know when you get an opportunity to do that, but there you go.
There were people laying out nude at Forkfest last year.
They could have been. I didn't notice.
Jessica was.
Okay, well, shows what I know. How do I miss all this stuff? All these things that go on around me in the world, and I miss it. Anyway, he was listing off some of the options.
Do you want me to point these things out to you when they happen?
Come and get Mark.
Yeah, come. Let me know.
Okay.
You don't have to come get me, but, you know, just when you see me. Mark,
I'll text you. I'm not going anywhere.
So there's, we were talking about the different types of breast implants that there are, and I just wanted to go through the rest of this chart. David was mentioning the beneath the pectoralis muscle version, and, you know, I'm not an expert on this, but it goes beneath the muscle. Some of them go above it. There's the silicone filled type, and then there's the cohesive gel silicone, the gummy bear or form stable implants. Now, have you ever had like one of those wrist supports for a mouse where it kind of?
Yes. Yep.
And some of them are filled with like bean bags, and some of them are filled with like a squishy gel.
Yep.
But the gel doesn't change shape.
Nope.
It's always the same shape. And that's what that is.
Okay.
So it's like a boob, but it's, you know,
like
the
a
shape.
Perma-boob.
Yeah, perma-boob. It's the shape that it is.
It's a man-a-boob.
And boob? Well,
a man-a-boob, as in a boob from a mannequin.
Now, I think that the thing is that normally when you're standing, that's what it's going to look like that. But when you lay down,
it's going to look like
boobs look different when women lay down than when they are standing
up. They're supposed to.
Or when they're hanging upside down or when they're bent over.
Too.
What's that?
They need to relax, too.
Right, well,
not with perma-boob.
There's no relax in there, so it's just going to stay there looking the same way as though you're standing when you're laying down. But I'll bet you the shape
It's like Pierre Sniffles. Awesome. If they're always hard, then...
How do you know?
Yeah, well, it doesn't tell you anything.
It's not, yeah. There's also the, oh, God, you know, I shouldn't get new words here that I haven't practiced. Autologous fat transfer. The autologous fat transfer removes fat through liposuction from an area of your body in which you have abundant fat cells. Mine would be my abdomen. That's your thighs, your hips, your abdomen. After pressing, processing this preparation and refinement, the fat cells are injected into your breast. This method is less common than breast implant augmentation and not as developed. Your plastic surgeon might combine any of the above breast augmentation options with a breast lift. If there's any sagging or drooping of your breasts, the medical your medical history, goals from the surgery, and body mass and size, breast tissue and preferences will determine the optimum, method for you. So there's a lot of options in this if one were going to move forward with it, Angie. I'm not the one to give anyone advice on this one way or the other, but it's a mature industry, and you're probably pretty close to safe in the sense that you can have an operation and be safe.
Yeah.
Right? And remember, plenty of people die in safe operations every single
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
the other thing to be concerned about is loss of sensitivity.
Yes.
And that depends, I mean, some women
are oversensitive.
Can take the boobs or leave them,
yep.
And other women, it's like it's all about the boob.
Yep.
It's very personal things. So.
And some have oversensitivity, and a loss of sensitivity is preferable. So,
yeah, that can happen too.
And you never know how that's going to work out, but it's something to consider.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you roll the dice again and get a new pair of boobs.
So anyway, there's all kinds of advice on the internet. We went to medhult.com to talk about breast augmentation here and what the benefits downsides might be. You can check it out for yourself. Angie, you can give Angie advice here. Final segment, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. As in Free Talk Live, or use our Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. So you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. You can call in. We might be able to get you in. You can use the Discord lines. Tell you about those real quick. You go to discord.freetalklive.com, and there's an app there. That app is called Discord. And you can download it and then use the on-air call-in lines that are right there in the upper left of the screen. And call in, and you'll sound great. It's so much better if you download that on your phone. On your computer, there's some ups and downs. You kind of have to tweak some audio a little bit to make it really work well for a computer. Oftentimes, those little laptop mics aren't the greatest, but it still sounds better than a telephone. Discord.freetalklive.com, or you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Angie.
You're going to run out of breath doing that. Yep. At some point.
It could happen.
Story coming to you from the Concord Monitor. Immigration checkpoint on I-93 nets no arrests, but draws concern. So, for those of you who don't know, there aren't just immigration checkpoints within 100 miles of the southern border in the United States. There are immigration checkpoints all across the United States. We're up here in New Hampshire, and we are within 100 miles of the Canadian border, and presumably, anybody who's within 100 miles of the coast is also, there was a map at one point that the ACLU released that said that essentially within these zones, some large percentage of the American population lives, and that they're subject to whatever, random checkpoints. So I grew up in a country where English common law said that you had to be, they had to have reasonable, articulable suspicion that you committed a crime in order to detain you. But things have changed in America, and you can determine for yourself why they've changed, but I've got a suggestion. The suggestion is we've become crazy about the idea of people crossing the southern border. So we have to do all kinds of things to stop that and justify that and all that kind of stuff. Now, in the 1960s, people were crossing back and forth. They were called migrant workers. They'd just come, they'd go. And steadily since then, they've cracked down. They've cracked down to the point that you just can't even do this. You can get a visa to do it, and some people do, but it's much, much harder. People moved across the poorest border in the South without any difficulty. And honestly, that's how it's been in countries for forever. Only since World War I have we gotten passports and this kind of thing. And border control is for a nation at war, not for a nation at peace.
But then again, we are a nation at war.
Oh, constantly.
A self-imposed war, the so-called war on drugs. And
that's an issue.
You know, it's the war on drugs that makes it attractive for criminals to come here.
Well, I would say that, for one, this traffic stop on I-93 in New Hampshire, up by Woodstock, New Hampshire, is just to justify the traffic stops on the southern border. There's really no point in having this. These things don't do anything to make us better or safer. Not too many drugs slipping across the Canadian border, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's weed coming in for
some.
I would be surprised if there weren't drugs coming over the
There's probably as much going the other direction, too. Just guess.
I'm sure it goes both ways. I mean, you can't stop the market.
An eight-hour immigration checkpoint Sunday at the Interstate 93 near Woodstock did not net any arrests, but led to a traffic slowdown, a long one, right at the start of the state's famed Bike Week. So we got to make sure that everybody's whole progress is stopped because God knows what. U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued tickets to 29 people for failing to carry their immigration documents. So people who were presumably legal immigrants but didn't have their proper documentation, I guess you have to carry that with you at all times. You have to have your papers. And 29 people got ticketed for that. The federal border checkpoint also resulted in six separate seizures of marijuana and paraphernalia. And this is what it's really about, ladies and gentlemen. What is Customs and Border Patrol doing inside of the United States picking people up for marijuana and paraphernalia?
That is an interesting question, and I'll see your question and raise you one. A friend of mine got picked up in one of these border sweeps. I'm not going to say that much about him.
Yep.
But I will say that he was picked up and they had to dismiss the case because they had no probable cause. So now they're out there, having gotten smacked once, they're out there apparently doing it again.
Well, why not? I mean, most people aren't going to take it to trial. These people who got their the marijuana busts inside a state that just recently decriminalized marijuana and surrounded by states who have legal recreational marijuana. They, that's what this is about. This is the feds, trying to justify their existence, flexing their muscles, and this isn't about immigration, because how many illegal immigrants are driving up I-93 in New Hampshire near the Canadian border? It just doesn't make much sense, and it's a complete waste of time that they're stopping everybody. And if that's the truth, go ahead.
I mean, to me, the answer is just repeal the laws, not stop enforcing them. Because the problem is, if you have people in the country who have an illegal status, those people are going to be vulnerable to all kinds of dangers. They can't defend themselves because the government is literally out to get them.
It is quite literally out to get them.
The only way
it's out to get us all. Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice, just quoted as saying that the government can arrest you anytime, anyone for anything. Now, I would say more accurately they can arrest anyone for something, but, I mean, that's what his quote was, so I don't want to misquote the guy. But the government can get anyone, and by anyone, I mean, ladies and gentlemen listening to my voice, you.
No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there exists a statute under which you can be booked.
Absolutely. Right now. That the evidence exists right now in your life for you to go to jail. How do I know? Well, I'm taking a guess because there's more laws in this country than you can read in four lifetimes. Yeah. So you can't tell me I'm wrong. because there's just more laws. There's a book written out there called Three Felonies a Day, suggesting the average American is committing three felonies a day. You may be incredulous, but the idea that a...
Those are rookie numbers. You got to get those numbers up.
Not me. I'm not interested. I'm trying to keep it as low felonies as possible. But this is, I mean, we live in a, I mean, what else would you call it but a police state if the a Supreme Court justice, the guy who presumably is most knowledgeable about our country's laws, is saying that anyone could be arrested at any time for anything? Well, come on now, ladies and gentlemen. And you want to call other people illegal for violating the immigration laws? These aren't felonies, by the way. They're just misdemeanors, low-level violation misdemeanors.
I've never been harmed by an illegal alien. I have been harmed repeatedly, over and over again, by the government. So increasing government power to keep me away from illegal aliens, that gives me no comfort at all.
Well, if you have been harmed by an illegal alien, I'm sorry about what happened to you, but I don't think that status as an illegal alien really makes a difference. If somebody didn't commit a crime, somebody else is going to commit a crime. I mean, the crimes aren't exclusive to people who have come across the border.
Yeah, and generally, I mean, my preferred response is if somebody commits a crime, an actual aggression, you pull out a gun and you shoot them in the face, and then they won't do that anymore.
Well,
and also, people, you know, say, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because somebody might shoot me in the face.
Well, I think that that in fact firearms are a deterrent, and the fact that citizens may carry them is hopefully a deterrent to people who would commit crimes. I would be very judicious in who I might use that on, but if it's an aggression against my family, if we're talking about harm befalling my wife or my child or me or something like that, then you'd be talking about deadly force in that case.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
If somebody wants to steal my wallet or something, I probably wouldn't do that. But how are they going to steal my wallet? Presumably they would put me in jeopardy, my life in jeopardy over, some amount of money. And if a gun's pointed at me, I'm presuming it's my body that's, in danger, not my wallet.
Yeah, see, I don't know. The last time somebody tried to rob me, it was... actually one of those roommates, her boyfriend, blindsided me with a punch, and I didn't let him have the money. I fought. I threw him the hell out of there.
How many times have you been robbed?
How many times have I been successfully? Never.
Well,
perfect.
How many times has it been attempted?
Oh, God.
That many.
Half a dozen?
At least a dozen.
God. I've been in prison. It hasn't been that bad. Free Talk Live. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.